Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Hope everybody is well and blessed in their respective locations around the earth, the planet Earth, the great planet Earth. Today is November the 5th in the year 2016. This is one heck of a day, folks. I guarantee you, I promise you, this is one heck of a day. The name of this broadcast is Unlocking Donald Trump's Pandora's Box Regarding His Foreign Debt. Folks, this one right here, this broadcast right here, and this relationship right here is the exact reason and the one of the major, major reasons that Mr. Donald J. Trump does not want the world, and most especially his base, the Republican base, or his followers, to see his taxes. Now, I think it's really this is unfamiliar territory. This is uncharted waters that we're in right now regarding the selection and voting for the next president of this United States. Normally, I'm apolitical. I kind of just, stay in the middle. I accept and receive the goodness from both parties, both sides of our democracy. But folks, our democracy is on its way out. In the times to come, in the days to come, we will be one. We will follow and abide by our creed, our American creed, in one nation, under God, without division, with liberty, with freedom, and justice for all. Now, folks, you have read and heard and seen my little clip in regards to the New World Order or the New Order of life, the New Life Order. And it reads, the New Life Order is now the New Order of Life. Okay, this is the New Order of Life. We are the common voice of humanity, oneness, truth in the midst of confusion, a place on this entire planet where all, capitalize and emphasize, all walks of life are indeed welcome, simply because we are one God, one people, and one way of life, and that way of life is righteousness. Okay, and all we need is love, because God is truly love. All right, now, when I speak of one God, this is the same thing that the one they call Jesus or Yeshua spoke of. Where is your God now, when they were putting him through all this, punishments and different things like that, which, like I say, we're going to dive into, but none of that ever actually occurred. None of it. You know, it's an amazing thing that, and if you think about it for just one moment, that all of this stuff was occurring to this individual, to this one individual. They spat on him. They beat him. They put crowns and thorns of thistle on him. And all of these different, mean things that they done to this individual. And look at who they were done by. The Romans were there. The Jews were there. His followers and different things like that turned their back on him and gave him up. Okay, they were there and present in great numbers. His mother was allegedly there. The other two on the crosses were allegedly there. And all of these other things that were taking place. Now, you're going to tell me that all of this stuff occurred and there is not one verifiable thread or shred of data, information, anthropology, paleontology, or anything like that to confirm, to absolutely scientifically confirm that this event took place or this this, how do I want to put it, the things of the biblical testimony or what they gave up ever occurred. There's no data. There's no evidence. There's no proof. I've asked doctors of theology. They've asked doctors of very high, you know, esteemed universities of theology, and they come up with the same answer. You can believe this in faith, but we can't confirm one shred of evidence that any of this ever existed or occurred. Not one shred. Christine Amanpour went around the earth, tried to find Jesus, man, myth, or legend, or whatever. Didn't come back, came back empty. Then tried it two or three times. Spent years, you know, trying to unearth something, just a shred of confirmable or verifiable data, artifact, anything, article, pottery, anything that any of this ever existed. She comes up empty, was nothing. There was an art. There was all these different big figures and structures, and there not one shred of evidence that any of it ever existed. So where does that leave us? Okay, in this whole grand scheme of things. But anyhow, I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. I know I got off track, and I often do. But when things come to my mind, I have to finish my thought, or it's incomplete thought. And people don't understand the gist of what I'm saying. I speak in very futuristic terms. People don't understand because they're looking at the, you know, here and now. But, you know, the here and now is already gone if you think about it. If you just thought about it, it's already passed, okay? Because thoughts are of things, you know, in the present, but they immediately, once they're thought of, are the past. So anyhow, but I have here an article, and this right here, folks, is this exactly why Donald Trump does not want his taxes disclosed to anyone, anywhere. This is the most damning evidence. This is the most damning article out there at this particular point in time. Nobody's talking about this, but we're going to read this article. And amazingly enough, this article comes from a very small town in Kansas, which is a very staunchly Republican state and area of this United States. But even the staunch Republican of this small town, are allowing and also siding with the opposition party, which would be the Democrats, in stopping Donald Trump from being the next president of the United States. And there's something to that, folks. And you can go there. You can simply Google cjonline.com and read the opinion poll. The opinion section, or just read this, you know, read the, this is November the 4th newspaper of 2016, and just go in there and see. Now, there's a portion in there that's talking about backing Trump, but there's a lot that's talking about not backing Donald Trump. But I want to jump right into this article here by Jim Slattery, okay? Jim Slattery and Chris Shays. The name of the article, the title of the article is Tracking Trump's Organization's Foreign Debt. Now, this is foreign debts, folks. This right here has a lot more impact on someone, especially running for the president of the United States, than his taxes are concerned. These are talking about his foreign debts. These are debts that these countries and individuals will demand repayment from Donald Trump at some point in time in the very, very, very near future. Maybe this is why Russian Federation President Vladimir Putin is really kind of wanting Donald Trump to win the election, because then he can steer the repayment of these debts at the cost and on the backs of the American people. Not only that, but notice how quiet China has been in all this progression and all of these things that's going on. Why? because he's in debt to them too. And so they would definitely want him to win an election so that, you know, because he's not fond of, and he may not even have the money to pay it out of his own personal account. We really don't know how much money this guy has, but we know it's not what he says he has. We certainly know that. When he went through his divorce proceedings, you know, some years ago, and Mrs. Trump, you know, demanded X amount of dollars from Donald Trump and upon their divorce, he couldn't satisfy that debt because he just didn't have the money. He didn't have the money. He wasn't worth what he was walking around, running around saying he was worth. So, and like you said, he loves debt. Well, by goodness, he is in a bunch of it right now. Now, can you imagine an American president? This is unheard of. As a patriotic American that I am, this is totally unheard of, unprecedented, and totally unacceptable for any candidate or anyone to seek or become the president of this great nation. This is a personal issue, a personal situation, folks. Now, I'm going to read this article. And if anybody, I don't care who they are, Republican, Democrat, or other, can side with this guy after knowing this information and reading this article, then you are not a true patriotic American. That's just the bottom line. Underscored, exclamated, and italicized. You're not. Let me read. Americans do not know the extent of Donald Trump's business relations with Russia or China, but we need to know. In 2008, Donald Trump Jr., the candidate's son and the vice president for development for the Trump Organization, told attendees at a real estate conference in New York that Russians make up a pretty disproportionate cross-section of our assets. We see a lot of money pouring in from Russia. Americans need to know just how much money has poured into the Trump Organization from Russia and from whom. Sergey Melian, the president of the U.S.-Russian Chamber of Commerce and friend of Trump, claims in 2016, the figure is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, folks, this comes from Sergey Melian, the president of the U.S. and Russian Chamber of Commerce and a friend of Trump, and some kind of friend, claims in 2016 the figures is in at least the hundreds of millions of dollars. All right, Russians are not the only American adversaries to support Trump's businesses. Listen to this, folks. Listen. The state-owned Central Bank of China has loaned Trump hundreds of millions of dollars. The state-owned, folks, that's communist, Central Bank of China has loaned Trump hundreds of millions of dollars. The New York Times had reported the American companies owned by Trump have at least $650 million in debt, and the Bank of China is among the lenders. Voters need to know how much Trump and his businesses owe Chinese banks as well as Russian oligarchs. Folks, if this guy is in the billions of dollars of debt, I'm just going to put it out there because I'm sure they're being really conservative on these numbers. When do they call it due? How do they get their repayment? Who's going to repay them? It's not going to be Mr. Trump. He doesn't operate like that. He doesn't think like that. But if he can funnel and move the money, you know, from the American people to pay off his personal debts and obligations, this is a serious, serious matter. This right here, folks, you talking about something that, you know, that would get somebody caught up and imprisoned for, like, throw away the key time? This is something to do it right here. On the campaign trail, I'm going to read on. On the campaign trail, Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin while hiring a pro-Russian advisors to fill top campaign positions. Folks, we need to find out who those advisors are, pro-Russian advisors. We need to find out who they are. Well, here we go. Paul Manafort served as Trump's campaign chairman until scrutiny over his consultation or his consulting and lobbying work via Viktor Yanukovych, the Russian-backed former president of Ukraine. Yanukovych. Okay, so now you see the tie there with the president of the former president of Ukraine that was ousted. Forced his resignation. Okay, that's when he got coup. Now, I don't go along with the coup. You can't coup a democracy. That was wrong. You know, so, you know, through our administration, current administration, a lot of those territories and lands were, you know, given back to the Russian Federation because it was rightfully, you know, so. You have to vote out a democracy or a president or a leader. And it clearly says here, a Russian-backed former president of Ukraine. He was a president. So that means he was voted in. Okay, so he has to be voted out. All right, that was wrong. And, you know, they need to correct that. And Vladimir Putin went and, you know, done what he needed to do to get that back for the people, you know, of the democracy. And we'll just leave it at that. Carter Page served as a foreign policy advisor for Trump until U.S. intelligence officials began looking into whether Mr. Page opened a line of communication with senior Russian officials to discuss lifting economic sanctions on Russia should Trump win the presidency. Folks, listen to this information here. Carter Page served as a foreign policy advisor for Trump until U.S. intelligence officials began looking into whether Mr. Page opened a line of communication with senior Russian officials to discuss lifting economic sanctions on Russia should Trump win the presidency. Why do you think that they are so adamant and so involved with Mr. Trump becoming the next president of this United States? It's pretty doggone clear here. And pull back all the layers. You can see it clear as day. And like I said, if anybody supports this in America, they're un-American. That's the bottom line. These sanctions are imposed on Russia following Putin's invasions of Crimea and the eastern Ukraine. We just talked about that. Trump's military advisor, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, unfortunately allowed himself to be used as a validator for Russian propaganda last year when he was seated near Putin at a Moscow gala celebrating Russia Today. Russia Today TV is Putin's propaganda machine. Let's not forget Trump's promise to the American people that he would disclose his tax returns. He's broken this promise, folks. This is why. This is it. And also the contributions that he made into the Clinton Foundation, you know, years ago, which were probably in the same, you know, or certainly in the millions of dollars. He doesn't want, you know, his base to see that. I can understand that. But this goes much further, folks. This is really, not only has he broken his promise, but this is the straw that breaks the camel's back right here. This is it. Trump is hiding his tax returns by saying that it's an ongoing IRS audit that prevents any disclosures. I'm reading on. This is untrue, and Trump knows it. It is an absurd excuse designed to hide his failure to pay taxes and to hide his financial entanglements with Russia and the Chinese interest. Folks, this is damning information right here. This right here disqualifies this guy from being the president of the United States. This is 100 times worse than anything they could ever concoct, you know, on Hillary Clinton. All that stuff that, you know, that they concocted on Hillary, hearsay and you know, pay for play and all that, they're flipping the script here, folks. That's what he always does. But this right here is real information. This right here is something that disqualifies him from being the president of the United States. We can't have an American president that owes debt to foreign interests like this. Personal foreign interest. Personal debt. to foreign interests, namely Russia and the Chinese. This is unheard of. This is unconstitutional. This is something that needs to be amended in the Constitution. What I talked about a week or so ago is that the Constitution needs to be amended to include a vetted president has to have gone through a full, thorough disclosure of his taxes dating X amount of years back, and maybe all taxes. Maybe from the time he started paying taxes. I mean, it's on Microfish. We have the information. It needs to be brought forward. This right here is the reason why the Constitution has to be amended to include this information. See, when this was written, I do believe, now I may be wrong, but I do believe that we were a democratic republic at that particular time. So we were one party. We will evolve back to one party. In our evolution, we will go back to one party, one order, one government. And it's gonna be one world in one world government or one world order in its due time. And it's fine tuning. It has to be fine tuned for this to work, since we are one people, one God, and one way of life. You see, it coincides with harmony, you know, in the universe and the evolution of our being and our existence. So we have to achieve this, but we have to cut out, clip, upgrade, amend, you know, and fine tune the leadership and the government as it presides over this one world order, this one world government, because it will work. I'm not saying it can work. I'm saying it will work, but it has to be done, you know, in a right manner. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read. The American people deserve to know what foreign interests have loaned money to Donald Trump and just how much. We deserve to know this prior to any type of election, especially to the presidency of the United States. This is buffoonery, folks. If we elect a guy like this and it's uncovered that he owes all of this money, it's crazy. All right? Let me move up here a little bit because I forgot a little piece here. He's broken that promise. Trump is hiding his tax returns by saying that it's an ongoing IRS audit preventing him. Okay, this is untrue. Trump knows it. Okay, this is absurd. Designed to hide his failure to pay. Okay, we did cover that and his entanglement with the Russian and the Chinese. The American people deserve to know this foreign interest. You know, what foreign interests have loaned money to Donald Trump. Now, this guy is not calling out Trump's organizations or Trump's campaign. This is specifically money loaned to Donald J. Trump. And just how much? Public disclosure of Trump's Trump's tax returns and other financial information would reveal the extent of his personal and financial entanglements with the Russian billionaires who are allies of Putin and often adversaries of American interests. Detailed financial information will also reveal how much money Trump has borrowed from government-dominated Chinese banks. Folks, this is a tell-the-tale right here. This would disqualify. Why isn't the news media all over this? Why isn't, you know, the American people, you know, all over this? I'm going to tell you why the news media isn't all over it, because this would drown Trump. This would sink him right here. This would blow his base apart it would blow his base apart. He'd have no base. But you know what that would do? That would stop the news cycles. That would decrease the revenues of the media. This is why they perpetuate this nonsense without bringing forth this truth. This is knowledge. This is information. This is public knowledge. But do you hear about any of this on the media, on the news, anywhere? No, you don't hear about it. You hear them skirt it. You hear them cut on the edge of it. You know, but you don't hear the dive on it like this. We as American people, the American people have a right to know this prior to electing the next president of this United States. We have never elected a president, I'm going on to read, we have never elected a president who has such undisclosed financial entanglements with countries hostile to our interests. Americans need to know the extent of these entanglements with the Russians and Chinese before casting their vote. We have a right to know, not a need to know, but a right to know. And I demand that the American media, CNN, Fox News, CNBC, whoever out there, along with the, I praise the little bitty small country newspaper, conservative newspaper there in Kansas, for being courageous enough to put this out here. Because this is an eye-opener, folks. This is it right here. And if we allow this presidency, this thing to go without calling this to the carpet, you know, God help this America. God help this nation, because we are not abiding by anything of the will of the people, by the people, for the people. You know, it's not here. It's not happening. This is not right. We do not want, I'm reading on, we do not want to wake up the day after the election to learn that we have elected a president who owns Putin's oligarchs, friends in Russia and the Central Bank of China, hundreds of millions of dollars. What will that do for the face of the United States? What would that do for the face of the American people? What kind of country would we be looked upon at this point in time? Now, I don't care who you are, Karl Rove. I don't care if you, what's his name? The young fella that has a Fox News. I can't think of his name right now, but he's real pro conservative. I'm gonna say Rush Limbaugh because I just thought about him, you know. What is his name? Gosh, I can't think of his name. But anyhow, he has a Fox News broadcast, and he's very, very conservative. Let me see if I can look him up right quick. Here he is right here. Sean Hannity. Speak on this, Mr. Hannity. You speak on this one right here. How about that? I wanted to get to him. I want this article to get to him. You see, all these other folks, you know, his constituents and his support and, you know, all of these other, you know, ladies that are out here supporting him. I can't think. This is so hot and so good. I can't think of his little groupies that follow him and stuff. It says I got 60 seconds. So love one another, take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants to do, simply because God is love. I think one of his name is Conway and Hughes. What's her name? Hughes. I can't think of what. You know, all of blondes and stuff, and all the ladies that he has that, you know, come to represent him and fight his battles and stand up for him and all that kind of stuff. You know, which, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's a free country in that regard. But explain this. You see, this is what I'm talking about. All of you, all of these Republican, staunch Republican right wingers, you know, explain this. Okay? You're going to have a good time. You're going to have a really, really good time dealing with this one right here. Okay? It says right here, I'm just going to read this last little caption right here, this last little article, this last little piece of this thing here. This is Jim Slattery and Chris Shays, and they're former members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Okay, because they come from the House, folks, with this type of information. We have never, ever elected a president who has such undisclosed
Now, you got to understand, Hillary Clinton disclosed her taxes. She put everything out there. And they hit her with these all these little corny and crazy little emails that amount to nothing. James Comey comes back, well, we got some more emails. We don't know what's in them, but we got them. Nothing there, folks. Here it is, days later, nothing there. You, what are you telling me? You can't read? You're illiterate? If you pull some new emails up, you obviously have gone through them by now to find some information, something in there. Still ain't heard nothing to refute and to deny and to do away with, you know, the last little thing that the media has posted up, you know, to create a close race. Oh, he's the polls are tightening. The polls ain't no more tighter than a man in the moon. There's no way. The only way the polls could be tight is if you don't poll the American people. You poll little groups and stuff like that, but if you have 70% of the educated and employed women, black and white, Hispanic, Asian, and whatever and what have you, that oppose Trump, 70-some percent, that's a done deal. What poll counters that? 2% or 97% of the African American vote goes to Hillary Clinton. 95% of the Hispanic goes to Hillary Clinton. How on earth, on God's green earth, can the polls be tightened? Unless you perpetuate this lie of sensationalization to create and to keep the revenues flowing, so people will watch, tune in and watch. Then the commercials come on. Oh yeah, I need to buy some of that. Walking down Walmart, walking down, you know, wherever they're at, the grocery store, or whatever. Yeah, I need to buy some of that. You know, subliminal brainwashing messaging, all fueled by sensationalization under this, you know, crazy, crazy, crazy election. This is nuts. I told a young man, he's only 22 years old. I explained to this young man what was actually and truly going on, and he looked at me very seriously. He said, "So you telling me we're in the Matrix, right?" I almost hugged that young man. I'm like, "Look, I couldn't explain it any better. If this ain't the Matrix, I don't know what is." All I did was lean back like Keanu Reeves did when, you know, he leaned back in Arsenal. That's exactly what this is. We have never elected a president who has such undisclosed financial entanglement with countries hostile to our own interests. What in the world does that say? Hostile to our own interests. So we got a puppet for not just America, but now we got a puppet for Russia and China and the presidency of the United States. What are they going to do, steal America? You're going to stand by the American people and allow this to happen? This is unheard of. This is unbelievable. This is truly the Matrix, folks. Americans need to know the extent of entanglements with Russia and China before casting their votes. Before casting their vote. This comes out of the House of Representatives, people. We do not want to wake up the day after the election to learn that we have elected a president who owes Putin's oligarchs, that's the Russian mafia, and Manafort, if you look at him, you know he tied in, friends in Russia, and the Central Bank of China, Communist China, hundreds of millions of dollars. Folks, this is God help America. That's all I got to say for now. Until the next broadcast, love one another. Take care of one another is what God wants us to do. Whew. Simply because, you know, God is love. Folks, better wake up. Open your eyes. Media, do the right thing. You will be held accountable. You will be held accountable. My voice is traveling around the world instantaneously. You will be held accountable. Until the next broadcast, so long for now.